Imagine traveling for hours to see Padre Pio, only to be turned away at confession. That's exactly what happened to Guido Biondi. What he didn't realize at the time was that this unexpected moment would lead to one of the greatest graces of his life. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today for souls. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the life of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Hello everyone. Recently we published a video titled Padre Pio's Tears: Why Skipping Mass Shocks Heaven. If you haven't seen it yet, the link is in the description below. Well, today's story continues that theme, emphasizing that skipping Sunday Mass without a grave reason is a mortal sin, a truth Padre Pio took very seriously. This account is sourced from the article Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry, issue 62 by Diane Allen. Let's dive right in. In 1956, a man named Guido Biondi traveled to San Giovanni and made his first confession to Padre Pio. During the confession, Padre Pio asked Guido a simple but piercing question: Do you attend Mass on Sundays? Guido admitted that he only went once in a while. Then you must leave, Padre Pio told him. Come back in 1 month and I will hear your confession then. Guido was furious. How could Padre Pio dismiss him so abruptly? He hurried out of the church, his pride wounded, and made his way to the bus stop, eager to catch the first ride and leave San Giovanni Rotondo behind. However, as he rode the bus to Foggia, his anger began to fade. He replayed the conversation in his mind, and little by little, he started to understand. For the first time, he felt true guilt for having neglected his faith. He realized how much he had distanced himself from God and suddenly felt the crushing burden of his many sins. When Guido returned home, he couldn't stop thinking about his brief encounter with Padre Pio. He wanted with his whole heart to speak with him again, but he felt too embarrassed to go back. Now, Guido had a very good job in the automobile industry, where he was supervisor to more than 100 employees. But he found it increasingly difficult to focus on work. He lost weight, his health declined, and he neglected his responsibilities. One day, he was overcome by severe pain and struggled to breathe. In desperation, he prayed to Padre Pio, and instantly the pain vanished. This answered prayer gave him the courage to return to San Giovanni Rotondo. Back at the convent, Guido noticed a Capuchin friar greeting a group of 5 men standing nearby. The friar motioned for them to follow him, and Guido, feeling almost pulled by an unseen force, joined them. They followed the Capuchin up some stairs and then down a long and narrow corridor. Suddenly, they were standing in front of Padre Pio's cell. They knocked on the door and heard a loud voice inviting them to come in. Guido entered last. Inside, Padre Pio greeted the men and asked for an update on someone who was sick. Guido quickly realized that the 5 men he had followed were all doctors from the Home of the Relief of Suffering. After the doctors conversed with Padre Pio for a while, one by one they kissed his hand and then left. Guido was suddenly standing all alone with Padre Pio. Fear gripped his heart. Padre Pio smiled and offered him his hand. Guido kissed it and then left the cell. That brief encounter confirmed what he had already begun to suspect. His return was no accident. It was no coincidence that he had followed the doctors to Padre Pio's cell. Divine Providence had arranged everything. That evening, Guido had the opportunity to confess to Padre Pio once more. This time, there was no fear, only a deep longing for God's mercy. Finally, Guido made a sincere confession. Padre Pio was very kind to him. He blessed him and gave him absolution. When Guido arose to his feet, he felt purified and filled with joy. As he stepped out of the church, Guido spotted his friend waiting in the square. Overwhelmed with happiness, he ran toward him, shouting, "He has absolved me! He has absolved me!" And with that, we conclude today's story. Saint John Vianney once said, "The good God will pardon a repentant sinner much more quickly than a mother would snatch her child out of the fire." Guido's story is a beautiful testament to this truth. No matter how far we've strayed, God's mercy is always waiting for a contrite heart. But we must also approach confession with reverence, for as the saint reminds us, when you go to confession, you should understand what you are about to do. You are about to unnail our Lord. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description below for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.